We're going to begin with number 76, Once and While David Sitting. That will be followed by 423, and the big book, Joy to the World. And number 76, Once and While David Sitting. Let's make a joyful noise. Oh, let's switch stuff on first of all. Anybody want to stand up or stand up and sit down? A bad idea.
Amen.
you very much. I promise this is part of my Christmas gift to you. I won't keep you very long. I've got a little Bible reading in Matthew chapter 7. If you want to join me there, I'm very glad to meet you there. In Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse number 7, I'm just reading those six verses to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 7, 7 through 12. And I'm just talking about gifts. Amen. In my Bible, these words are in red. That means these are the quoted words of Jesus Christ. The Word of God says, well, let's go back to 6. We'll start there first. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Mm-hmm. Amen. One of my favourite little portions of God's word, the promise in verse 11 of God giving us good gifts. Good gifts. I am glad when people do well. I really am. I feel for those that haven't found their strength or their path whenever they're little. And they struggle a bit, but whenever they find what it is they're good at and they're able to do well, I am glad. I am glad when people have much. And I always say to people, enjoy what you have. There is no harm in enjoying what you have. Make the most of it. Enjoy it. Make sure you're in charge of it and it isn't in charge of you. And enjoy it. Because God has given you that for a reason. One of the reasons for you having it is so that you can enjoy it. Maybe another is that you've actually worked very hard for it. But regardless of what you have, take and make the most of it. I know, I'm sure we have somebody here, or maybe all of us here, we have gotten gifts for people, or we have gotten gifts from people. I remember being very little. My uncle from Belfast, my uncle David, who's gone to heaven, I do believe he was a Christian, we used to sort of semi-dread him coming to visit around Christmas, because you might have gotten a book, or you might have gotten a few pounds to go and buy whatever it was you wanted. But he might have dreaded coming to visit, because there's one thing that I have noticed. He used to get a lot of ties and socks and maybe the occasional belt. And some of those things are useful, and some of them aren't. But God, the Bible says here, Jesus said to us, because we're not perfect. In God's eyes, as far as getting to heaven goes, we're all perfect. It's like we never sinned at all. But as far as going from day to day, yes, we do make mistakes. We do sin against God. And that is why we need to be much in prayer with God so we can get those things sorted out. God gives us much better things than what we would give him. Whenever I think of people, I try and get them something that will be useful. I am not, generally speaking, an ornament person. I like to be able to do something with whatever it is that I have. And I believe God is like that too. God wants to give us good things. In fact, it says that, "How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" Many of the things in the Bible you don't like or not interested in whenever you're little. We are not interested in peace of mind because we're so busy doing things. We're not interested in being able to reason with people because we just want to shout what it is that we believe and go on. But all of the things that God gives people are useful. They're useful for ourselves, and they're useful for the ministry that God has for each one of us. And I only want to give you a reminder of a few of these things that are there for every Christian that turns up and says, "Do you know what, Lord? I could be doing with." Isn't that what it says? Does it say that there in 11? "How much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" In the book of James, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, ask God, and God will deliver multitudes of wisdom to you. If any of you are ever lacking the words to speak, whenever you are talking to people about souls, ask God, and he said he will give you the words to speak just when you need it." If anybody is feeling like the world is coming in on all sides, and it does seem a lot like that, I can even feel that right now, the Bible says, go to God in prayer. Tell him about everything. Give him your prayer burdens. Ask him for help. Plead with him. And the Bible says in Philippians 4, where Steve was quoting from, "The peace of God that passeth all understanding will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus." And there are promises like that in the Old Testament and in the New. Again, I refer to one of my favorite verses in Isaiah, where it says, if you do things God's way, he will give you the ability to soar above so much of what is going on in this world like an eagle. We read in the Psalms, and it's also mentioned in 2 Samuel, I think it's 22, that he will give you the ability to run through a troop, to leap over a wall. He will even make you able to climb the heights that the rest of the world just can't manage because they don't have Jesus Christ. He'll set their feet like hinds' feet and give you the provision or the power or the wisdom to overcome the things that come at you in this life. Look at the Beatitudes when people persecute you. You can keep turning to Jesus. "Blessed are them that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are ye when men shall persecute you and say all manner of things against you, for so persecuted they the prophets." One of the greatest and one of the most overlooked is the promise to you and I, whenever you turn up for service, that everything in your life will work out for the best. Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord, for them that are called according to his purpose. I know a number. I just had a cousin pass away, or a second cousin, a cousin of my dad's, or a nephew of my dad's, or someone who's distant relations. That poor man was a Seventh-day Adventist. And I pray he was an ardent Seventh-day Adventist. If he never got saved, he's in hell. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. There are many examples in the Bible, but they're summed up. If you trust Christ as your Savior, and as you read your Bible and he speaks to you and calls you, you answer that call. Here am I, Lord, send me. Everything will work out for the best. You don't care about that on your level because it seems like you have a whole eternity in front of you. But whenever eternity is much, much closer, sometimes very close, you tend to consider that a lot more seriously. If there's ever an open secret about receiving the best in this life from God, make sure that you're saved and make sure that you listen to Him. And everything the Bible says will work out for the best. Mm-hmm. And I pray that for you, for each and every one of us, and I have to pray for it for myself too. But even if you don't know specifically, remember that God has promised to sort you out day by day when you ask Him, give us this day what we need each day, our daily bread. God loves you, His child, and He wants to give good things to you and to me. Keep your ears open. Ask Him. I think the Bible says, open your mouth wide, that I may fill it. That's what the Lord said. So don't be afraid to ask for great things, because we have a great God. And no trouble or problem is too small that God is not interested, and none is too big that He can't help you. Just keep your eyes upon it. I'm going to stop there. That is my Christmas gift to you. I am happy to close with that. That is my church Christmas gift to you. I am happy to close with a Christmassy carol, or I was even thinking of number one, How Great Thou Art. But if anybody has a suggestion,
73.
Oh no, Silent Night.
Long time ago
in Bethlehem.
That's a nice one.
We'll do that. Amen. Let's stand as we sing, and then when this is finished, we'll be dismissed with a wee word of prayer. Amen.
Forever more.
past two. God bless you. I hope you all enjoy the rest of your Lord's Day. Thank you all for coming. Enjoy the wee bit of fellowship and the much food. And I look forward to seeing you all as the week goes on and the next church service. God bless you. Well, would you do the honors for us and dismiss the service with a wee word of prayer?
Heavenly Father, thank you for the meal, thank you for the service, Lord. May you give a blessing, Lord, and pray of us as we depart to our homes and safety, Lord, to make those journey mercies. Also, remember us in prayer, wherever they may be, that you may care for them, take care of them, and go up a closer walk with thee, and save those that have been lost, Lord. And bring back, welcome back to the past there as well, Lord. Pray of us as we start a new week, Lord, be at the forefront of our thoughts and our minds, and Lord, may we do everything acceptable in your sight, Lord. And, put over the Christmas period, God, may grow us and keep us and help us, Lord, as well, Lord. May we remember the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us from our sins, especially at this time that Jesus entered the world. The greatest gift that God could ever give to us, that Jesus died for God's enemies, us, Lord, that we should be saved, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. And may we give praise to the great holy name. Hearts and homes to safety, grow us to the future. Jesus Christ,
amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, folks, God bless you. Shake hands and fellowship for that. We are dismissed.